This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll free to join us here on the live Saturday edition, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype, so you can join us there if you'd like. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian
and Mark.
So, I'm just going to throw this out there. I haven't done enough research to really know, but I want to know, is Pizzagate the real thing? So if you guys out there listening have some comments, there have been a lot of people who've been looking into this. The mainstream media is, of course, saying it is poppycock, this is fake news. Pizzagate are these allegations that the Clintons, John Podesta, many of these Democratic elites, probably some Republicans too, I don't know how far they've dug around for this, are involved in some sort of child sex trafficking, freaky pedophile stuff. And there's just some really weird things, apparently, that were in some of those WikiLeaks emails that came out. Snopes is denying that it's true, but, of course, Snopes is a left-wing website. The Washington Post is saying this is, you know, nonsense. How dare you? You know, fake news. But there are a bunch of people on the Internet who've been poring over these emails, and it just doesn't really make a whole lot of sense why people will be saying these weird things.
Are you
about
reading
pizza?
The emails?
I've seen some of the excerpts.
Okay.
So I don't have them in front of me right now, but I just wanted to throw it out there. That wasn't intended to be the main topic here because I haven't done enough looking into it myself. But if you have and you would like to, you know, share your thoughts, you're welcome to join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's not the first time we've heard allegations about people in power having predilections towards, you know, children when it comes to their sexual attractions. There, of course, have been other stories like Jimmy Savile or Seville in the UK, who was like the Johnny Carson or whatever of the UK, and turned out he was molesting children in their hospital beds, as well as older people in their hospital beds.
Just grabbing them.
As well.
Yeah, nice.
So, yeah, I mean, it's not unheard of, some of these allegations. Anyway, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to your calls and your thoughts. And coming up, Mark, you wanted to talk about a Trump appointee, somebody who is appointed for what, the Department of Education?
It's Betsy DeVos is an appointee. And
why is she noteworthy?
Because she's for school choice vouchers, those sorts of things. And I think it's kind of an interesting. It's interesting that the head of education would be that kind of person.
All right, let's go to the phones here. We got Eddie on the line listening in Albuquerque to Kiva. And I believe this is the program director, Eddie. Hey, man.
Hey, yeah, actually owner, but
Sorry about that. Didn't mean to downgrade you there.
I've actually been wanting to talk about this, and this is a hard subject to approach. Watched a film last night, hour and 46 minutes. The guy just like the ultimate troller, finding all sorts of stuff. And I would highly recommend anybody, you know, if they can kind of investigate and look at Pizzagate, follow that hashtag and find the other people who are looking for that. Absolutely. I think this has got some legs. It's got some real possibilities. The people who are involved, the people, you know, there's Media Matters there. There's a Comet Ping Pong. It's a pizza place that's in Chevy Chase. You know, look at the underground system, the tunneling that's going on in Washington, D.C. There is just so much to this. It's got these weird cult factor like no other. I mean, I simply clicked on something real shorty and like a Kim Kardashian link, and then of course the thing that was, I think, talking about 2-3 weeks ago with Podesta and the cooking, or that artist, I forget, she's like a
spirit cooking,
whatever the heck.
Spirit
cooking, whatever that was. Like, and I tried not to pay attention to any of that stuff, but it's just not in me to look at that stuff. But I will tell you that after looking at the connections and the Instagram and the symbolism of the talk that they're talking about, and if you just look at, you know, the front of the comet ping pong sign, and you look at the symbols of the occult, it's uncanny. It is nuts. Like, your mind is blown once you're done. I couldn't get to the first 30 minutes of this film. I had to, and I was watching it about 3:34 in the morning. I got up, and let me tell you,
for listeners who might be new to the topic, the whole Pizzagate thing is roped in with this Comet Ping Pong that you talked about, which is a pizza parlor in Washington D.C. run by some political, you know, someone with political connections who's, you know, visited the White House and so on and so forth. And
it's more than visited the White House. I mean, we're talking about somebody who has, you know, exact connections into the White House. You're talking about Media Matters. You're talking about the owner of Pizza Ping Pong or whatever. Comet Ping Pong is his boyfriend is the guy from Media Matters. And it's just a bizarre walk. I don't know what to say. I don't have a comment on it, but I will tell you that it has my attention. It's pretty much shaking me to my core. John, and I'm not a guy, as you know, is into hyperbole or anything like that. I will be looking at this more and more, as many, many other people should be doing it. I mean, I think this is something that you should be forwarding on to your friends and get everybody involved, because this thing has real, real legs, Ian. It's just very, very disturbing.
Eddie, thanks for calling and sharing that here tonight. We'll dig in a little bit further. I have a piece that actually one of our listeners posted, and thanks for the call tonight, a piece that one of our listeners posted on freetalklive.com entitled "The Pizzagate Pedophile Scandal is About to Explode." It was Snowdog2012 who linked this. The website is goldenliberty.com. And it says here that there have been people on Reddit who have been, you know, independently investigating this for a number.
That doesn't make it true or false, but it does make it independent.
Sure. Like I said, obviously there's two sides to this. One side saying, no, nothing's wrong here, and nobody is a pedophile in Washington, D.C. And then this side is saying, well, there's some really weird stuff going on. What does all this mean?
And I want to know what it means too, Ian. I mean, what are these accusations exactly? What are these weird excerpts? I mean, it's not clear. If you bring it up, man, I'm going to have some questions.
So I guess I'll just go into this story.
We've been hearing these accusations for years, which I don't think makes them any more true or less true.
Right. Not specifically the pizza accusations, but the
accusations.
Politicians are pedophiles,
right? I've been hearing it. I've always considered it to be some kind of crazy conspiracy theory.
Statistically, some of them have to be.
Some of them have to be, absolutely.
But is it as widespread as the conspiracy folks would have you believe it?
Right. You would think that if somebody's going to be a pedophile, they're going to spend more time being, I don't know, a Cub Scout leader or a gymnastics coach or something like that. Not to say that anybody, including myself, who spent times coaching kids, are those things. But you would think that those people would attempt to get close to kids rather than get close to the ring of power.
I don't know, Mark. I mean, if you are powerful, then
you get what you want.
You get what you want, and you're protected from whatever consequences might come.
But also, if you level the accusation of pedophilia, you can do anything. Because pedophilia is such a terrible accusation, you don't have to level, you don't have to have proof. It's just the accusation is enough.
So it says here, we're told the work on Pizzagate, so there's actually a Reddit for this, so /r/Pizzagate, is illegitimate because people are rushing to conclusions or because they're being paranoid or partisan, despite so many of different political complexions provably working together. The subtitle here, of course, is that the state is solely legitimate to suspect and investigate crimes. But what if the state itself is, in a systematic way, responsible for those crimes? It wouldn't be a first, after all. Democide, death by government, a word surprisingly absent from conversations, was the first cause of non-natural deaths of the 20th century. Whether one is from the right, left, or center, one cannot deny government is the number one abuser, enslaver, and serial killer in history. We may honestly disagree on the ways to eradicate the phenomenon, or we may regret that fact, but we cannot deny it. And that's certainly true. The 20th century governments of the world exterminated far more people than, you know, heart disease or whatever.
Certainly. It's genocide's, the state is the largest cause of death in the 20th century.
We want to hear what you think about Pizzagate. I'll see if I can find some of these excerpts from the emails that are just, they just don't make any sense when you look at them. It seems clear that they're speaking in code. Now, what about is the question? This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of our revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-2949. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-2949. That's 1-800-719-2949. 1-800-719-2949.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Free here at 855-450-FREE. with you in studio on this live Saturday edition. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've also got Skype, at Skype username lrn.fm. And, Mark, tell me about the Foundation for Economic Education.
Well, what it is it's an organization whose, purpose is to teach people about the ideas of economics. And really what they've been around for 70 years. They've created a new course, and this course is intended that you can take it online and get a certificate. It's called Economics in One Day. It's easy to understand, but it will give you an understanding of economics that's far greater than anybody you're talking to. So we're talking about, even when they say one day, we're not talking about an eight-hour day. You're talking less than that. A few hours for this course, and you get a certificate. It's good for teachers and students. You can actually administer this course, too, to, you know, whatever your civic group is or your classroom or that sort of thing. And you can go see it. Like I said, Foundation for Economic Education. They've been around for 70 years. They were created by, some great names in economics. And I think you'll be very pleased with what you see there. I've taken the course. It's fee.org/FTL. So that's fee.org/FTL. That's FTLs in Free Talk Live. fee.org/FTL.
All right, so our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the Pizzagate allegations, which are and have been blowing up for the last few weeks. It's not the first time someone has accused people in Washington, D.C. of being part of a network of underground pedophiles who sex traffic with children and things like that. There's some things here that are fact, right? So like the Jeffrey Epstein guy, have you heard about this guy?
No.
Look up Jeffrey X. Epstein and Lolita Express. This guy ended up going and getting convicted of basically pimping teenage girls on his airline, his private jet that he had.
So you can go on a private jet and have a teenage girl, and then that's the fun?
And guess who's been on that jet?
Bill Clinton?
Bill Clinton.
Yep, I'd heard that part in conjunction with Lolita Express, yeah.
Right, so there's definitely some, and that's different from pedophilia, just to point out, pedophilia is the sexual attraction to children.
So this is from the Daily Mail, not to say that the Daily Mail is the most reliable news source or anything like that, but it is a big name, and it's hard for them to, they'd get sued if this wasn't true. How's that? Bill Clinton jumped aboard disgraced sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's Lolita Express plane for junkets 26 times in just 3 years.
Yeah.
He needs to go a lot of different places. I'm sure he does.
It's a strange thing, though.
Could be a completely fine thing that was going on, but this guy got convicted for this?
Yes.
Jeffrey Epstein?
Yeah, you can look up further on that. Back to the story here from GoldenLiberty.com. It's posted on our website, freetalklive.com, where you can actually create the content. You can vote up or vote down what you see there. So the state itself is committing crimes. It's the people's sovereign and sacred duty to expose it. Those who understand this truth best tend to become journalists. At least that's what drove me to the profession, says the author there. Now, specifically on this work, first, there is context. Institutional child abuse is already a common knowledge phenomenon. From the Presidio affair to Jimmy Savile and the BBC, that's the guy who was like a late-night talk show host in the UK, who later on, it was, I think, after he died when the information actually came out about this, but he was absolutely molesting people of a wide range of ages, as young as like 7 and as old as in their 30s, in hospital beds. Really a very strange thing, but it's true. That part's true. Jimmy Savile and the BBC, from the Vatican's historic involvement in covering up pedophilia to U.S. legislators' documented trips on the Lolita Express, from the questions still surrounding Dutroux to the Hampstead doubts, the scourge has been featured in the news, movies, documentaries, and artwork. There have also been many policymakers, prosecutors, investigators, and victims denouncing the very phenomenon. See, for example, British MP John Mann's passionate speech before Parliament on the subject last year, or the extensive report by former undercover Interpol agent Bannon. Indeed, it is a secret de Polichinelle. I don't know what that means. So the only possible disagreement can be on the scale and systematicity of the phenomenon. To honestly decide whether that's what we're seeing in the Podesta emails, please have a look at this example. The invitation at the end of the thread. Ms. Lozado is inviting people, among which are John and Mary Podesta, who are two of the Democratic operatives, who one of them, I think Podesta was like a chairman or something of the Hillary Clinton or the Clinton Foundation, mm-hmm. if I'm recalling correctly. To a farm in Lovettsville. This is what she says. Quote, we plan to heat the pool, so a swim is a possibility. Bonnie will be Uber service to transport Ruby, Emerson, and Maeve Lozado, 11, 9, and almost 7, so you'll have some further entertainment, and they will be in that pool for sure. Unquote. Impossible, you say? They couldn't possibly be speaking about abusing children. After all, what step-grandmother would offer three innocent children up for group abuse? This is how invitee Drew Littman answers the invitation. Quote, I've never had an affair, so I passed the Walter Jones test. Unquote. If you aren't aware, Walter B. Jones has for 20 years been the U.S. representative for North Carolina's 3rd Congressional District. In D.C., he's regarded as the absurd caricature of a do-gooder, i.e., he's a noble man indeed. Agreed that if that example was the only one, one could dismiss it as a Baroque misinterpretation. But there's more. Much more. Let's not even get into the handkerchiefs and code words, even though cheese pizza is a known euphemism for child porn, and there are abundant examples in the Podesta emails where that term is used in very strange and out-of-context manners. And I got another story here from, just to jump away for a moment, from VigilantCitizen.com, which is a website that...
It's crazy-looking stuff on Vigilant Citizen, but...
But fascinating as well.
You can't say that nothing's... that anything there is... untrue. I mean, you can say that the things, the conclusions that he jumps to are, you know, they're clearly conclusions, and they're, you know, I don't know, but he certainly puts together some interesting stuff.
The Vigilant Citizen blog has a lengthy page that I've barely even scratched the surface on going into some of these emails.
What I want to know is, Ian, have you written your will?
Oh, you're suggesting Hillary Clinton's going to come after me?
I want to know what Castro had on Hillary Clinton. He's died.
Yeah, I would like to talk about Castro and his death. That's worth certainly worth discussing here
on
tonight.
On Black Friday, the biggest capitalist holiday of the year.
Funny stuff. WikiLeaks released thousands of Podesta's emails, and it was soon discovered that an inordinate amount of messages referred to pizza and hot dogs. Oftentimes, these words were used in bizarre contexts and in sentences that did not make any sense. And then they give you an example of not one with, here's one which references a handkerchief. Quote, the realtor, this is an email to John Podesta, the realtor found a handkerchief. I think it was it has a map that seems pizza related. Is it yours? They can send it if you want. I know you're busy, so feel free not to respond if it's not yours or you don't want it. And it says here, I just came from checking the field house, and I have a square cloth handkerchief, white with black, that was left on the kitchen island. Now, what does that mean? Well, apparently there is a,
handkerchief.
There is a handkerchief code out there, and we'll talk more about that coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. Very strange things. What's the handkerchief have to do with pizza? How does that really go together? It's Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and it is the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up what you want. And what are your thoughts on this Pizzagate scandal? Is this the first you're hearing of it? That is us talking about it right now? Because it's been on, you know, more of like independent media. It hasn't really been talked about in a lot of mainstream media, although now mainstream media is denying the story is true. The story being that essentially John Podesta and many of the people in the halls of power are actually basically attracted to children and are guilty of, or have been trafficking in children, possibly having sex with them as well, all allegedly tied to some pizza parlor called, I forgot what it was. But anyway, we'll get back into that here in a moment. Some pizza parlor in D.C., It seems to go very, very deep, and there are codes, what appear to be codes, being sent back and forth, and some of these emails to and from John Podesta, which were released by WikiLeaks.
Some media has picked it up. Daily Mail has addressed the issue to some extent. There's been an actual arrest as far as this guy running the Lolita Express, Jeffrey.
That was years ago, though, yeah. Just so you know. That's sure. Not in relation necessarily to the...
I guess it's damning evidence that it's showing an appetite for this sort of behavior.
It certainly suggests that people in the halls of power are very tolerating of that.
The difficult thing that they're going, I mean, they've got tens of thousands of emails, and these emails are going to be gone through. No one can go through these emails in one sitting.
Right.
So they're going to be gone through over the years, and they're going to find more and more information, if this is true. And they're going to, you know, more is going to come out. Now, I'm not claiming it's true, Mrs. Clinton. I'm not making the accusation. But, you know, as the media, as the fourth estate, it is our job to talk about everything.
All right. So let's see. Let me get back into this story here. And your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. If you have Bitcoin, though, I want you to download the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's Jax, and you can get it at jax.io, J-A-X-X.io, or the Google or Apple App Store. It can hold Bitcoin as well as other cryptocurrencies, several of them at this point. And it also has Shapeshift integration, so you can easily shift between one currency and another, meaning if you've got Bitcoin and you want to turn that into some Ether or some Litecoin, or, you know, one of the other ones that they support, like Dash. You can do that right there from within your wallet, from within the Jax wallet. It was created by Anthony DiOrio. He is the creator of CryptoKit and a Free Talk Live listener. Super easy to back up your wallet, which I highly recommend you do, and recover funds if you need to with Jax. They're striving to give you command over your digital life. Coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live at JAXX.io. As we go to your calls and thoughts here, and then I'll get to some of these emails that some people are saying it's code. Like, are they really talking about pizza that often? And
I talk about pizza as often as I can.
Some of the ways they refer to the pizza is very strange. We'll get into that here.
I mean, pizza's the only food you can really eat every single day, and it's still okay.
Let's go to Karen. She's in Indiana listening to WIBC. Hey, Karen.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I want to talk about the Pizzagate thing.
This is the first
I've heard of it.
Okay.
But I don't know. I was reminded of that movie Spotlight, where the Boston newspaper investigated the priest molesting all the children.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're familiar with that movie.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Well, the thing that I really appreciated about it was that the managing editor really cautioned the reporters, even though they had what seemed like a ton of evidence to print a story, to really dig deep, and get the core of the story. And so, I don't know, I'm very skeptical that the Pizzagate thing is real until I really hear more evidence.
Yeah, I wouldn't say there's any real hard evidence here, which is why, you know, a lot of the mainstream media is saying, oh, this is fake news. But other people are saying that, you know, what evidence there is points to some very weird stuff, some possible, you know, kind of, I don't know if satanic is the right word, but this sort of underground, these evil religious beliefs that some people have, the Illuminati and things like that.
So let me ask you this. To some extent, I held trepidation about talking about this at all on the air. Because it's not pat, right? We're not journalists. We're commentators, and there is a difference. We take the news, we look at it, and we talk about it, and we open up the phone lines so that people can call in and talk about it too. The question I sort of had was, is this the time to talk about this, and is it even news? I mean, it's news that the emails are out there, it's news that the emails say things, and so the reason that I decided let's go forward with it is because we're only reading these emails and sort of talking about things that are actually fact-based. So what do you think? Do you think that it is irresponsible to talk about these emails at this time?
Quite frankly, yes.
Okay.
I do, yes.
So you don't think it's strange that, you know, there's emails talking about kids at pools and the guy talking about that he doesn't have, he's never had an affair? I mean, that's a strange way to react to three kids in a pool, right?
Yeah, I agree. But again, until there's more substantive something, I don't know. It just seems like
what kind of substance do we need? Accusations? Because there are people that make those accusations. Now, remember that the people that talked about priests two decades ago, they were marginalized and told to, they were never given a venue to speak. And they didn't have talk radio the same way as Free Talk Live at the time.
Yes, so, and they were, yes, yeah, I agree. And I think what the movie pointed out was that the Catholic Church had a stranglehold on the media. Right?
Right. I mean, and you don't think that, I'm sure you think the politicians have a stranglehold in media. I mean, generally people think that.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I guess it would depend on the media outlet.
Okay.
Because now, I think the media has become so complex with the internet and Facebook and...
Well, the internet and Facebook and talk radio isn't the ones that are holding the story back. It's mainline old media, whether it's cable news or, you know, the ones that have real paid journalists. Those are the people being told, saying that this is a fake story.
Well, are they saying it's a fake story, or are they saying that we don't have enough evidence yet to release it as a story?
They're saying it's a fake story, and the reason they're saying it's a fake story is because there isn't a lot of evidence. There's just weird stuff, weird occult-like references, weird things about,
What does it mean? Just off the top of your head, Karen, what does this mean? You get an email. John Podesta gets an email from somebody named Susan Sandler here. Hi, John. The realtor found a handkerchief. I think it has a map that seems pizza-related. Is it yours? They can send it if you want. I know you're busy, so feel free not to respond if it's not yours or you just don't want it. I just came from checking the field house. This is the quote from the realtor. Checking the field house, I have a square cloth handkerchief, white with black, that was left on the kitchen island. Now, there's supposedly a code, according to Wikipedia. There's an article here about the handkerchief code, also known as the hanky code, the bandana code, and flagging. It's a color-coded system usually employed among gay male casual sex seekers. So these different codes are like indicators. If you have one of these handy handkerchiefs hanging out of your pocket or whatever, it's an indicator of what you're into. Okay, so black means S&M. Brown means scat. Gray means bondage. So they have a whole list of what the handkerchief colors mean. You know, maybe it's entirely innocent that this email was sent, but really, is somebody going to send an email about finding an old handkerchief? And what's a map that's pizza-related have to do with it? And why would that be on a handkerchief? I mean, what does all that mean? What's that mean to you?
Well, I don't really care about somebody's sex life, to be honest with you. I mean,
you don't care if politicians, major politicians in the United States, are engaging in child sex?
Oh, no. Prior pedophilia, of course. That's
what the allegations are here. That's what the allegations are.
I thought you said it meant gay sex. What do you...
Well, that's what the code is based on, but you can have gay sex with a child, too, right? So maybe that's what they're talking about here. But again, maybe it's just speculation. That's why I'm asking folks what they think about this. I'm new to the subject. I've just started looking at it today since I noticed some of our listeners posted it at freetalklive.com, which means they're talking about it, which means we need to be talking about it. Karen, thanks for your call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I mean, maybe the realtor did find a handkerchief. But what's a pizza-related map doing on it?
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own. And that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off! HostGator.com/FTL. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. to order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores I love to eat. Yum!
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Asking you what you think about Pizzagate. If you've been paying attention to some of the alternative media, this has been all over the place. It started popping up on our website over at freetalklive.com within the last few days, because you can submit anything you want there. It's a Reddit-based front page where if you found some sort of news item or YouTube video or maybe just something fun that you want to post for our other listeners to see and for the hosts to consider for talking about on the radio, you can do that over at freetalklive.com. You just have to link up to your Reddit account, which is free to get. So, again, completely free to do this. Get interactive over at freetalklive.com. As we go back to your calls and thoughts here, Pizzagate is, for those of you just tuning in, some of the allegations that suggest that certain elites in Washington, D.C. may be involved with child sex trafficking, pedophilia, that kind of thing. We'll go to your calls and thoughts, get what you think. There's more here about the bizarre codes in John Podesta's emails, or what could be codes. Some people would say, oh, no, they're just talking about pizza and ice cream. People talk about pizza and ice cream all the time. And why, of course, someone would email to say, P.S., do you think I'll do better playing dominoes on cheese than on pasta? Now, I don't understand what that could possibly mean, but I'm pretty sure it doesn't have anything to do with playing dominoes on pasta. Unless it's just some weird joke that, you know, maybe they did once upon a time lay out some pasta and try to play dominoes on it. It seems very unlikely. It seems more like code.
It certainly smacks of code, there's no doubt about it, but I suppose it could be a joke in a variety of different types of jokes.
It could be. Like we said, there's no real hard evidence here, just a lot of weird stuff, and we've barely scratched the surface. The Vigilant Citizen, which is a blog that's really all about like Illuminati symbolism and stuff, fascinating blog. How much of it's true, I don't know, but it's always interesting to read. They've got a bunch of really very unusual pictures that have been posted to the Instagram account of the owner of this pizza place, Comet Ping Pong, who is ostensibly all tied in with all of this. We can tell you more about that coming up here, but the phones have blown up with your calls and thoughts on this. So let's go to the phones and to the fun. Richard, listening in Washington to KBKW, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes. If this is true, I say send them buggers to prison. I mean, jiminy Christmas. This is sick. If that's a true fact.
Well, it's going to be hard to prove, and
they don't get the sort of justice that you and I get.
Right.
Found that out through Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Well, sure, and didn't the headline just come out that Donald Trump is not interested in prosecuting Hillary Clinton? Didn't I see that headline?
Well, I don't think he is so much, but if he plays his cards right, when he gets in, he can appoint the next attorney Special general, person. Maybe. Yeah. And, you know, I don't know, but I do feel better that Trump is in there, though. I will say that. I'm sorry, but that's the way it goes. But if these people are being scum like that,
would it surprise you to find out would it surprise you to find out that Democrats and Republicans were in this together?
No, it wouldn't.
Thanks for the call.
Nothing to doubt against both of these parties. I'm sick of them. Both parties. All they've done is take us to the cleaners.
Richard, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype in if you'd like, if you want to sound really good with us. Skype username is lrn.fm. Let's go to Kevin in Indiana, listening to WIVC. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I don't know, just in relation to the Pizza King thing, the Pizza Gate whole scandal thing, I think that it's easy to fake this kind of stuff, especially on the internet. I think it's easy to fake those kind of emails. I'm not saying that it's above any type of politician to do that, especially when, like you guys just said, they get a lot with a lot more things than the common man does, but I don't know. I think it's also good to have a healthy bit of skepticism about it.
Oh, sure.
No doubt.
At this point, I'm of the opinion that this stuff isn't true. But what is true is there are some weird emails here. And that's what I'm reporting on at this point is that this is strange stuff and we're not hearing it. You'll admit that this isn't going on anywhere on the radio or television or anything like that. Nobody's really addressing this. And it's at this point,
Post did put an article about saying this is all BS.
But they didn't talk about the emails.
I haven't read it, so I couldn't tell you. Kevin, other thoughts? Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that I've seen about it is I saw a thing on Facebook probably about a week ago, and my thought process then was that, you know, if this was a real thing and this was actually happening, I would think that there would be more, that I would be seeing more about it. But then again, at the same time, it's entirely possible that they're covering it all up, you know, or maybe not covering it all up. I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but, you know, it's entirely possible that they're trying to sweep it under the rug, but at the same time, it could all just be something that somebody put together and photoshopped all together and are trying to.
A Photoshop. I mean, they found pictures on this guy, this James Alefantis, who's the owner of Comet Ping Pong, the pizza pizza place that's ostensibly at the middle of this thing. And from what I haven't checked this claim, okay? But the claim is the pizza place is only open in the evening through the late night, so it's, you know, not exactly your typical pizza establishment.
That's already strange.
Yeah, and apparently they have some bands that include eighth graders playing gigs there at nighttime when presumably most of the audience is adult. Further, John Podesta had apparently a fundraiser at Comet Ping Pong for the Hillary Clinton campaign. So there's an email between the owner of Pizza or Comet Ping Pong and John Podesta. They definitely, you know, knew each other. And then further, there's pictures on the Instagram account for Jimmy Comet, which is ostensibly the account belonging to the owner of Pizza or Comet Ping Pong. One of them has a little girl with her arms tied to a table, like not tied, but like taped down. Like a little girl couldn't be older than four or something like that.
Oh my God.
With her arms. She's not naked, but she's just tied and looking up at the camera. And it's just like a strange thing. Then
there'd be a caption to that if it was something other than something prurient.
Yeah,
you would think that there'd be a caption like, you know, the government ties your hands, you know, something.
Yeah,
but
something.
There's not.
And then also, like, here's another one with a close-up of what is clearly a very small child, just a close-up of the child's face on his Instagram profile, which, again, wouldn't be a weird thing for, like, a parent to post something like this, but I think I've heard he's not a parent. But it wouldn't be necessarily weird to just have that picture, but then he comments on his own picture, pound hotard, H-O-T-A-R-D. Look that one up. It is the state of being both a hoe and a retard. Not exactly a complimentary thing to say about someone's child. Just weird things. You know what I mean? This is just something strange.
It's all very strange.
Yeah. Kevin, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, this is an infant. This is a little baby close-up of its face. He posts pound hotard. What is that supposed to mean?
It doesn't sound good. There is a bus line called Hotard, a bus company.
Jimmy Comet, again, the same guy's alleged Instagram, posts another picture involving a child and a weirdly placed yellow bead necklace. There's a man holding the child. The yellow beads are wrapped around both of their necks. So the child is being held by the man at his chest, and then the bead necklace is around both of their necks. And then he posts, pound chicken lovers. And that's the only comment on this picture. What is the definition of a chicken lover? Basic web search reveals slang, an adult male homosexual sexually attracted to underage males, used somewhat derogatorily. So, another strange thing to post there. He also posts a doll, a picture of a German baby doll for sale. German baby.
You know, this is the only guy. If anybody goes down, it's just going to be the pizza guy that goes down, because it's not going to be these politicians.
Right.
If this is true, and I have, you know, I have only the information that we are giving you. If this is true, these politicians will dodge it again, because that's what they do. You don't get the same form of justice that they do. They're despicable in every other way. We already call them liars and thieves. Well, I don't know.
There's a picture posted by one of the bartenders at Comet Ping Pong with people having sex on top of a big slice of pizza. Does that suggest that pizza might mean something else? It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2's coming up. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness, but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.